This is Underground Apples. Family, fans, and fiends of Undergroundopolis. Welcome to another Wednesday night. Yeah, and I've got a treat for you. I've always got treats for you, don't I? I got a treat for you. I'm really excited. Got Christmas coming up. Don't stick your dick in the mashed potatoes. Just kidding. Do it. I got scolded for that on this last episode, so by God, I'm going to say it again. Because if you don't like this show, why the hell are you watching or listening? And you're going to send me a complaint about what I say on my fucking show. All right, I can say whatever I want. So can my guests. All right. Speaking of guests, I'm gonna bring them right on. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Anna Maria, and I'm from the band Vajra.
And my name is Dave, and I am also from the band Vajra.
And you're from New York City.
New York City.
We are from New York City.
Why is pizza so much better there?
The water.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And because they make it really thin, thin crust.
Yeah. Oh, I ate so much. I told y'all before the show, we went up to New York. I ate so much pizza while I was there. Because how often do I get a chance to eat New York City, New York style pizza in New York City? And I indulged. I guess we actually stayed in Yonkers, but there was still good pizza there too.
But do not get the dollar slice. The dollar slice, the 99 cent slice, which is now $1.50, is not New York pizza.
Oh, is it not?
You have to go to John's on Bleecker in the West Village, or what's the other one we go to?
So there's, I forgot now. So John's on Bleecker.
John's on Bleecker is really good. It's one of those old school, like thin slice. I mean, there's always a line. And then there's another place that we can't.
Okay, Lombardi's.
Lombardi's in Nolita.
I hate to say it. It's a tourist spot. But it's really,
delicious.
Really fucking good.
Delicious. So. You can't beat it. Like, they're, like, amazing.
That's one of the things I haven't really done in New York City all the times I've been there. It's always been for a show, and it's like, get to the show, and sometimes it's leave and go somewhere else right after the show. So leave and head down to Rhode Island or Boston or wherever we go. Because there's usually always a run there. And I haven't gotten to do a lot of touristy type stuff in New York, but I feel like I've got a better perspective because I'm where we do it, it's like on a local level. I kind of like that better, you know. It seemed like I chat with the locals more, and I think that's a lot cooler in a way.
That is cool. Yeah. That is really cool. We love that about touring.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, but this show's not about me. I got on a tangent. What are you wanting to tell me about tonight?
We want to say hello. What could we talk about? We could talk about the new single.
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
Love is a Battlefield.
We had the crazy idea to do a cover song that would be off, not off the beaten path, but it's kind of off the beaten path for us. And it became Love is a Battlefield.
Oh, I think it fits right in with what you do. I think you really made it your own. But anyway, I interrupted. I'm sorry.
No, that's all. I was interrupting. We don't do covers. We've only done one cover since we started, and that's Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun by Pink Floyd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've been doing it live since like 2012.
It's kind of a staple of the live show. Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah. So we were just toying with the idea of like, what are we going to do? And we're like, let's try to do cover. Let's see what it's like. And then it was like, what cover? What are we going to do? And I warm up to that song, Love is a Battlefield. Like, I don't know. I warm up to like 80s female pop artists. So I was like, I don't know, you know, this, I just sing it all the time. And then we were driving down the highway and it came on the radio and I just sang it. And he was like, that's the cover we're going to do. And so we're like, okay. I said, okay, sure. Let's do it. And then we went and worked on a bass line first and took that into our rehearsal space, and our drummer, Jimmy, put a beat to it. And I pretty much kept my vocal delivery the same throughout. I think, you know, I had to reevaluate. Well, I know I had to reevaluate what the lyrics meant to me. I have no idea what Pat meant by her lyrics. So I was like, well, what is this? You know, I had to put my own interpretation on. I think a lot of what came through was emotion from the situation that we just came through with COVID and being locked down, and kind of a reevaluation of who we are, who I am, where I fit in the world, what am I doing? All of this kind of things came up. And I think that's what you hear in the vocal delivery. That's what I hear in the vocal delivery. And that was it. I mean, we didn't really change. We went into the studio with Sahaj and he laid down, he's like, hey, we were just talking about guitar parts. And he just laid like, what about this? And we're like, that's a great guitar part. So we had that, we recorded and that's it. It was like pretty seamless and pretty simple. And then when we got the mix back, we were like, I had chills. And we were all like, whoa. And Jimmy had chills. You had chills. We were like,
I had chills.
All like, oh my God.
It's not great. We didn't know what it was going to sound like until we actually got a really nice mix. We knew what it was going to sound like, but
you never know if it's going to work really, you know, you never know if it's going to really work until you hear it. Yeah. And so we were like, okay, this is great. So that's it. So we released that first and it's more is coming.
Awesome. I do think you did it. And I'm going to tell you all, I'm going to expose my age here. I owned that song on a 45.
That's so cool.
You guys probably aren't old enough to know what a 45 is.
Yes, we know. So, I mean, that's something I should mention is that we were, when we were talking about doing a song, we wanted a song that had enough room that we could Bajra size, we call it. So enough room for us to make it our own. And we thought, since that song was released in the 80s, we thought, okay, there's a lot of stuff that we can play with now, you know, making it our own sound and kind of more current and up to date. So it was kind of, it was fun doing that. I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, the verses being so moody into the heavy slamming chorus is kind of a hallmark of, you know, modern music and even some non-modern music. And we try to, put more emphasis on the peaks and valleys than I think the original song had. The original song kind of went on a right. straight course. So we tried to bring it up and down, you know.
We like doing that.
Yeah. I think you did a really great job. I really do. And it's,
Thank you.
It is tough to pick a cover. It's like, we only do one cover. And it's a G.G. Allin song.
Which one?
Wow.
Hanging out with Jim.
Ah. It wasn't Drink, Fuck, and Fight, was it?
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't Bite You Scum. Yeah.
That's the hit.
You don't throw crap in the audience, though, right?
I mean, no, we don't do that.
Dude, I was at one of those shows. That we got out. Time to go.
But speaking of 45s and vinyl, you do have vinyl for sale. I did find that.
Yeah, we have vinyl. We have the Urkala EP is for sale. We have vinyl and we have CDs, and it's on our shop on our website. And our website is vajraofficial.com. So it's Vajra is V with a, as in Victor, V-A-J-R-A, official.com. And I make potions. We have potions there and all kinds of good stuff.
Do you make incense?
I don't make the incense, but we do sell the incense. Okay. Yeah, we have incense, we have ritual packs, we have incense, we have Reiki candles, and potions that I make with 100% organic essential oils. And
And they're really, really, really nice.
I love them.
They're really nice.
Yeah, we use them in the house all the time. So, on the body. Yeah.
Speaking of your website, there will be a link in the description for the audience to click on, and it is one awesome looking website. Just so you know, that's like the first time I've ever written that down for any guest. Like, yeah, this is a really good looking website.
We did it 100% ourselves. This is the guy that does all of it. He does everything, top to bottom.
I mean,
you know, he codes it all, hand codes.
I hand coded it. Anybody who's a little savvy, check out the source code. A little surprise in there.
Really good looking website.
Thank you.
Do you belong to Thunder Cult Records?
Yes.
Because I didn't know if you belonged to Pavement or.
Yep. We just signed a deal with Pavement, and we released this single through Pavement.
Gotcha. What is Thunder Cult Records? I talk about Pavement on the show all the time. So.
Oh, cool. So Thunder Cult's our own label.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I saw that on there. I was like, I'm going to bring that up. Now, you had a little... You went to Sweden or Europe or?
Yes. Yeah, we went to Sweden twice.
A couple times.
Yeah, loved Sweden. We loved touring around Sweden. We miss Sweden. We miss our Swedish friends. We met so many cool people over there. Played at an MC club, which was really cool one of the times.
The motorcycle.
Yeah, for my birthday, actually. They gave me a cake. And
we won't say,
me really
we won't
well.
Say which bike.
Club. No. But it was pretty awesome. And then we drove on the Autobahn. I can't even remember how fast we were going, but it was awesome. And to Berlin, played Berlin as well, which was really fun.
Oh, I bet.
And a couple of other places in Germany. I think it wasn't just Berlin. It was like Humboldt or something. I can't remember now, but like a couple other places I think it was in Germany. And then we're back to Sweden.
Did you try any beer there?
So they're the 3% beers. Have you right?
Everything. This guy, they meet me at the bar. They're like, no. You think you can? You're gonna have this drink, and you're not gonna be able to finish it. You'll be under the bar. After three of them, I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'll try something different now. I don't know. But they have half, like the alcohol is like half content. Half content. So it's weird, you know, we're used to stronger stuff here in the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's fun to drink in Sweden, if that's what you like to do.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the German beers.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
That's really different. So I don't drink beer ever. So yeah, I know. It's weird. I'm a wino. I like my red wine.
I'm more of an IPA. If I have a beer, I like the IPAs. So I'm not so big on the German beers. I don't really like dark beer that much.
Oh, gotcha. He,
and meanwhile, he's German. He's half German.
I think so.
Only the good half.
Only the good.
hopefully the half that, I don't know, never mind. It's going to make a bad call.
Well, since it is my show, we're going to talk about my favorite song.
Okay.
Sever Ties. Sever the Tie. Was it Sever Ties or Sever the Tie?
Sever the Tie. Yes. Really?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to know the story of that one?
Yes, I do. All right.
So we were on tour. It was, we were through Texas, somewhere going through Texas. It was one of those long rides. Cause you know, when you tour through Texas, it's like forever to get through. And I think it was a driving day or it was a very long ride to get.
It was
to
a
the
driving
next,
day.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember that.
And we were in the van and, our van, which died, unfortunately, Beatrix, the van, she died, but so we were in the van and I was like, okay, what am I going to do for this whole time? I usually sleep a lot when we're on tour, when we're driving, because I need to just, you know, keep vocal rest and I can't really talk so much and all that sort of stuff, preserve my voice. And so I said, you know what, I'm just going to dick around and write something. And I wrote the whole song, was there. In the one ride, it was 4 to 6 hours, something like that. And it was done. And so, I needed a vocal melody, and some lyrics. And so after, I wrote it, I was traveling to Europe to see my family in Italy. And, I started writing the vocal melody and lyrics on the plane and then finished when I was over there in Florence. And in fact, got in trouble by my mom because I was singing it over and over throughout the night. And in Florence, it gets really quiet. It's not like New York City where, like, you know, 2 in the morning or 1 in the morning, people, like, there's always some sort of noise or ambient noise. It was like dead. So the next morning, my mom's like, were you singing last night? And I was like, yeah. She goes, it was too loud. You can't do this anymore. And I was like, all right. Good thing I finished last night, you know. So I finished the vocal melodies and the vocal melody and the lyrics there. And then when I gave it to Sahaj to work through, let me take a step back. In our rehearsal space, we took the song and kind of dismantled the what I had and played more of like a stoner doom metal version of it. And we took the stoner doom metal version to Sahaj, and Sahaj was like, nah, wasn't feeling it. And then I said, well, I mean, this is the original. And I gave him the original that I wrote on in the van. And he's like, that. So that's what you hear. And then we worked on the chorus outro and the choruses to kind of make it a little bit heavier. And that's it. And he made me change maybe 1 or 2 words or something like this. That's all I remember. He's like,
you had to take the word umbilical out of it.
Was it the umbilical?
Yeah.
That was okay.
We had that. That was part of the stoner doom metal version. Had that
right.
And Sahaj is like,
in the chorus, he's like, maybe in a verse. He's like, come on, you're using umbilical in a chorus. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I don't know. I'm resistant to changing my lyrics because I take a lot of time with my lyrics. But for that, I was like, all right, maybe I'll bend on that. And so, that changed.
We used to play the stoner doomy version live. Mm-hmm. It was part of our live show for a couple of tours. And then, you know, before it was reworked into what you hear now. And, you know, obviously what you hear now is what we're going to play live.
Yeah.
Because
well, it is what we play live.
It is. Yeah. It's the official release. So that's the official... the final version, I guess, the final form
final form
of that song.
Well, guys, I'm running out of time here. Is there anything you want to add in real quick before we wrap it up?
No, thank you for listening. Yeah, thanks for being there. And like, we have new music coming next year, and we'll be on the road again next year for some more and bigger tours. We had a run in this past October. So, you know, since COVID, we were not out so much, but we're looking to just go back out because we miss everybody, seeing everybody, and we miss all that energy and that vibing. So, so we'll see you hopefully on the road next year.
And I have to say, as the computer guy, hit the like button, hit the follow button on all your streaming platforms, because it absolutely helps.
Yeah, please subscribe so please and listen. That really stuff, helps us. You know.
There'll be links to everything in the description. Guys, thank you for being my guest. That is all our time we have for now. Thank you for listening to Undergroundopolis. Remember, we do this every Wednesday night, bringing you new and exciting artists every week. Be sure to hit up their websites and social media and stream or download their music. If you like this show, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, any streaming platform, and leave us a review as well. I'm your host, Rob Lyon, signing off.